Yes, it is about 7:20 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Hanging out at my house in North Charleston. North Charleston, of course, is where freedom and savings live. But got a GNS last night, a good night's sleep. Fell asleep before 10 p.m. Was watching an episode of Chicago PD with Haley Upton and Kim Burgess. I like that show. But I am not ruled by the alarm clock, so I can fall asleep naturally at night and wake up naturally in the morning. But I do like getting up early in the morning to make it a full day. But it's a little too cold to go into my workout room, aka the Pain Cave, which was dubbed by the greatest South Carolina Stingray hockey player Dave Seitz when I bought the house in 2005. It's only in the low 50s, so I'm going to wait for it to warm up a few degrees. Right now, listening to some music, preparing more for the Critics' Choice this Sunday morning, and kicking off the day with the Stooges from their 1969 self-titled debut. Oh, that is a good way to start the day. But every hour is happy hour for me, despite what's going on in the world. Every day is still a holiday. We're gonna make it a good day. We're gonna make the most of our 24 hours. And we are gonna rock out with the Stooges. I am ready for this day. Let's go. About to make my way outside, but you've heard me talk about this for years, how there are always frogs and lizards trying to get into my house because I got to walk out the back door into the outside to my workout room. So let's see. It might be a little too cold for any frogs trying to get in today. Okay, good. No frogs. We have a deal. Animals stay outside. I don't bother them. They don't try to get into my house. And it's only a short walk to the Pain Cave, so it's probably only about, I don't know, 50 to 70 feet. But house is paid off, the sun is out, and, hopefully the neighbors don't think I'm crazy talking into my phone. I did see a neighbor a couple doors down. Hey, how you doing? I'm not crazy, just doing a wacky radio bit. All right, let's go into the Pain Cave, see if we got any lizards. The lizard's been trying to get into the Pain Cave, but looks like the coast is clear. He was hanging out on the window again. Probably still only in the upper 50s. A little too cold for me. I like it when it's in the mid-60s or 70s even for the morning. But I am ready for a workout. Pain Cave is looking good. And let's get started with that. Have had a nice warm-up. Have done some ab work and some upper body. Got the TV on. Oh, I have everything in the Pain Cave. As I mentioned before, my house is paid off. I actually want to turn the Pain Cave into a tiny house and live out here and just travel and rent out my house. So if you know how we can convert this into a tiny house, let me know. However, I am not watching the fear and filler of the TV news. We've got a quality show on, American Restoration, and it is time to hit the treadmill. Did the stationary bike yesterday. Let's get on the treadmill here, get it to a nice starting level. All right, get a good sweat going, and hopefully about, I don't know, 25 to 30 minutes on the tread. The best body in radio is back, and I should start doing races again. Well, hopefully I'll do the Cooper River Bridge that we will have this year. Love Bridge Run Saturday. All right, I better shut up. I better put the phone down before I break it. I'm a chiseler. I don't want to buy another phone. This $40 phone does everything for me. I don't want to lose it. All right, back to the tread. Very good workout. Now about to hop in the shower. Got to make it a quick shower because the utility company will charge you an arm and a leg for hot water. The whole year I haven't turned the heat on, but my January bill was like $50. Normally it should be $30. Really, it should be less than that. Just check the service charges, the franchise fees that they charge every month. That's $20 off the top of your bill already. Anyway, I got the $50 bill in January. I called the utility company up. And I told them, I didn't even use the heat. How is my bill $50? And they're like, do you take showers? And I'm like, of course I take showers. I bathe every day. I work out every day. And they're like, oh, well, that's the charge for your hot water. Better not take so many showers. Oh, thanks. Also, thanks for the $1,000 check that never came that we all were supposed to get. All right, anyway, my water's running. I gotta make it a couple of minute shower and get back to listening to music. Very fast shower is done because, yes, I am a cheapskate and I do not want to give the utility companies more of my money than they deserve. But now we are back to listening to music. Ooh, have the great Minneapolis band The Replacements on. From their 1983 album Hootenanny, their sloppiest and funniest record. But have a bunch of music to listen to. What do we got here? John Prine, In Spite of Ourselves. Oh, the underrated British band, The Zombies, their album, Odyssey and Oracle. Some new music from another British band out of London, the band Sorry, and their debut, 925. So we will complete the Critics' Choice show for Sunday. Oh, why don't they just give me my own channel? I can go 24 hours a day. We can go national. We will try to make that happen. But be strong. We shall make it through this. Wash those hands. Stay healthy. I'll keep playing the noble music for you. And keep listening to The Sound of Charleston, which is 105.5 The Bridge.